USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic news out this morning. First, just under 1.5 million Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week. It was the 12th straight week. The number has gone down a bit, but economist Joe Naroff says that downward trend hasn't been as great as most analysts were expecting by now. And speaking to CBS News, Naroff also said,
continuing unemployment claims, which represent the number of workers collecting unemployment checks, drop below 20 million. But again, the rate of decline is not nearly as great as expected.
In another government economic report, the U.S. economy shrank at an annualized rate of 5% in the year's first quarter as the pandemic was triggering an unprecedented economic collapse. That first quarter drop in GDP, the steepest seen in the U.S. since the Great Recession. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature changing the world, one life at a time.
Once you start taking it, if you stop, you realize how much it was helping you because all those pains and stuff start coming back.
I've always felt very tired and you just don't have any energy, and that's all changed. I can't remember the last time I felt as good as I do now.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Prosecutors in Cobb County, Georgia, are now formally charging three men they say were involved in the murder of Ahmed Arbery as he was jogging through their neighborhood back in February.
The Benn County grand jury did return an indictment against Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Bryan.
That's the county DA Joyette Holmes yesterday announcing that father and son Travis and Greg McMichael and William Bryan will face malice and felony murder charges. The father and son pair were taken into custody in early May. Bryan, who filmed the encounter, was arrested a few weeks later. House Democratic leaders moving ahead today with a vote on a police reform bill one day after Senate Democrats blocked a Republican-led effort. The Democratic bill would, among other things, end no-knock warrants and chokeholds. A planned SpaceX launch from Cape Canaveral this afternoon has already been scrubbed because of weather concerns. They'll try again to launch it tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
The CDC now says the nation could reach 150,000 coronavirus deaths over the next few weeks. Predictions from 20 different models show the death toll likely to surpass at least 130,000 by the 18th of July. Higher death rates expected in states like Arizona, California, and Florida, which are already seeing surges in cases. Two independent watchdogs are investigating to try to determine whether the Justice Department targeted cannabis companies for political reasons. Congressional testimony yesterday revealing the Justice Department's Inspector General and the Office of the Special Counsel have been looking into how the DOJ handled two cannabis suppliers that wanted to merge. The department reportedly put exceptional demands on the two, allegedly to slow the growth of the cannabis industry because of Attorney General William Barr's animosity towards that sector. Hulu is now pulling Scrubs episodes that feature blackface. The streaming service has decided to remove three episodes of that medical sitcom that featured characters in blackface, Variety reporting the show's creator Bill Lawrence, and ABC Studios did ask Hulu to take down those episodes. And AAA expects Americans to hit the road this summer despite the coronavirus pandemic, expecting a travel decline of about 15% from last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.